Imagine having a tool at your fingertips that could rapidly dissolve anxiety, neutralize trauma, break unwanted habits, and transform your relationships, all by simply tapping on specific points of your body. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of energy psychology as presented in Donna Eden and David Feinstein's groundbreaking work. With over a million practitioners worldwide and endorsements from celebrities like Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins, tapping has quietly become one of the most practiced psychological self-help approaches in history. What makes this approach revolutionary is how it bridges ancient healing traditions with cutting-edge neuroscience, creating a method that's both profoundly effective and surprisingly accessible. As Jean Houston notes in the foreword, we're witnessing the marriage of timeless healing traditions with the best that contemporary psychology has to offer, a union that may represent humanity's next evolutionary step in consciousness development. At its core, tapping combines two powerful elements, stimulating specific acupuncture points on the body while focusing on emotional issues or limiting beliefs. This seemingly simple approach creates remarkable neurological changes. When you tap on these points, you generate tiny electrical impulses that travel through the body's connective tissue directly to the brain. Brain imaging studies show these signals simultaneously deactivate the amygdala, the brain's alarm system, while activating the prefrontal cortex, the center of reasoning and creativity. What makes this approach uniquely powerful is how it integrates Eastern and Western healing traditions. While Western psychology has traditionally focused on talk therapy to address emotional issues, Eastern medicine has long recognized the body's energy systems as fundamental to well-being. Energy psychology brings these perspectives together, addressing both the psychological and energetic dimensions of human experience. The results speak for themselves. Over 100 published studies demonstrate tapping's effectiveness for conditions ranging from anxiety and PTSD to chronic pain and performance issues. In comparative studies, tapping protocols consistently outperform conventional talk therapies, often producing significant improvements in just a few sessions. Even more remarkably, these benefits tend to be permanent rather than temporary. Once neural pathways are reconfigured through tapping, they typically remain changed. This integration represents a profound evolution in psychological treatment. As Donna Eden, who has been able to see energy fields since childhood, explains, each emotion connects to a different meridian pathway, and clearing blockages in these systems brings not only physical healing, but emotional balance. By working directly with the body's energy systems, tapping offers a direct pathway to emotional healing that bypasses many of the limitations of purely cognitive approaches. We all navigate life through sophisticated internal representations, what the authors call guiding models, that shape how we view the world, feel about what we see, and determine what we do. These models operate largely beneath conscious awareness, filtering incoming information and directing our responses based on past experiences and cultural programming. Unlike animals who simply respond to environmental feedback, humans possess the remarkable ability to examine and deliberately modify these internal models. This capacity for self-reflection and intentional change is what makes energy psychology so powerful. It provides a direct method for upgrading guiding models that limit us. Consider Paul, an executive whose anxiety about work meetings stemmed from being passed over for promotion years earlier. Through tapping, while focusing on his physical sensations and emotional triggers, Paul was able to dismantle the model that expected workplace sabotage, replacing it with confidence in his leadership abilities. This transformation didn't just change how he felt about meetings, it fundamentally altered how his nervous system responded to similar situations. The power of this approach becomes even more evident in Nancy's case. Her crippling fear of heights had persisted for decades despite conventional therapy. After several tapping rounds focused on different aspects of her fear, her distress level dropped dramatically. When revisiting her traumatic memory of being pushed near a cliff edge, she simply remarked, "That was a long time ago," without any emotional distress. By the session's end, she could calmly lean over a 17-floor hotel balcony. 2.5 years later, she reported not only maintaining her freedom from fear, but developing greater confidence in other areas of her life, even challenging herself by climbing the Blarney Castle in Ireland and leaning back to kiss the stone from 85 feet up. These examples illustrate how tapping doesn't just temporarily reduce symptoms, it fundamentally rewires the guiding models that generate those symptoms in the first place. This creates lasting change by addressing the root cause rather than merely managing the symptoms. The foundation of energy psychology is the basic tapping protocol, a systematic approach for transforming problematic guiding models through acupoint stimulation. This protocol consists of four phases: preparation, the tapping cycle, adjusting the protocol, and testing results. The preparation phase begins by selecting a specific issue to work with, a memory, emotion, or physical sensation that causes discomfort. You then rate its intensity on a 0 to 10 scale, subjective units of distress, or SUD, create a brief reminder phrase that captures the essence of the issue, and formulate an acceptance statement that pairs the problem with self-acceptance. Even though, problem, I deeply and completely accept myself. This pairing of problem acknowledgement with self-acceptance represents one of the protocol's most powerful innovations. Rather than fighting against unwanted feelings or memories, you create space for them while simultaneously affirming your inherent worth. This paradoxical approach, accepting what you want to change, creates the psychological safety needed for deep transformation. The tapping cycle begins by energetically anchoring your acceptance statement. You massage specific points on your chest while stating the problem portion, then place your hands over your heart while stating the acceptance portion. This engages multiple energy systems simultaneously, preparing your body-mind system for change. Next comes the actual tapping, using your fingertips to stimulate 12 specific acupuncture points while repeating your reminder phrase. These points follow a sequence from the top of your head down to your hands, activating the major meridian pathways in your body. This is followed by the integration procedure, a series of eye movements, humming, and counting while tapping a specific point on the back of your hand. Though it may seem strange, this procedure helps balance brain energies and integrate the shifts occurring in your nervous system. After a second round of tapping, you reassess your SUD rating. If it hasn't decreased to 0, you move to the adjusting the protocol phase, which involves identifying and addressing additional aspects of your issue. These aspects might be physical, sensations, emotions, beliefs, or memories that emerge as you work. By systematically addressing each aspect, you dismantle the problem piece by piece until it no longer carries an emotional charge. The final phase, testing results, involves mentally intensifying the original scenario to verify that it no longer triggers distress. If you can vividly recall the memory or situation without emotional reactivity, you've successfully deactivated the automatic stress response associated with it. What makes this protocol so powerful is its systematic approach to addressing both psychological and energetic dimensions of problems. Rather than merely changing your thoughts about an issue, you're actually rewiring how your nervous system responds to it at a fundamental level. When the basic tapping protocol doesn't fully resolve an issue, deeper investigation becomes necessary. Like detectives finding and interpreting clues, practitioners must identify what's preventing progress. This detective work addresses 7 key areas where blocks commonly occur. The first area involves disharmony in your body's energies. Whether experiencing hyperarousal, anxiety, blockages, pain or confusion, or depletion, exhaustion, energy imbalances can prevent tapping from having its intended psychological effects. Simple energy balancing exercises like the daily energy routine can shift these patterns and make tapping more effective. The second area explores unrecognized internal objections to reaching your goal, what energy psychologists call psychological reversals. These occur when unconscious resistance interferes with desired outcomes, creating self-sabotage. The harder you try, the more powerful the resistance becomes. Common reversals involve conflicts about whether resolving the issue is desirable, possible, safe, or compatible with your identity. Leah's case illustrates this perfectly. While working on a childhood memory of wetting herself at school, she discovered deeper psychological reversals about sexuality stemming from religious programming. By creating a new choices statement, "Even though I'm disgusted by the sensation of wetness between my legs, I choose to know this is natural and healthy," and tapping through all 12 points with phrases like "this is natural" and "I'm a healthy woman," she addressed these deeper issues, ultimately enhancing her sexual enjoyment. The third area examines additional reasons not to change. All complex systems naturally resist change. It's how they maintain integrity. Rather than fighting this resistance, meeting it with curiosity can uncover positive intentions hidden within it. For example, guilt might indicate a well-developed moral compass, while feelings of inadequacy may reflect humility and high standards. The fourth area addresses cognitive distortions and self-limiting beliefs that form barriers to resolution. Combining tapping with cognitive restructuring creates a powerful approach for transforming these patterns. When Caitlin remained stuck about confronting her son's parenting, she recognized her distorted belief, "My main job at this point in Colm's life is to make him happy." This faulty thinking prevented her from fulfilling her role as family elder when her granddaughter needed protection. The fifth area involves digging into the roots of problems using techniques like the affect bridge. This approach helps trace current issues to formative experiences by following emotional sensations back to earlier memories where similar feelings occurred. These connections often reveal surprising links between current challenges and past experiences. The sixth area focuses on resolving internal conflicts through dialogue techniques combined with tapping. Jackson's dialogue with his 10-year-old self demonstrated how this can heal childhood wounds by helping the inner child understand that his father's rules weren't normal and that he wasn't bad for wanting to play and make noise. The final area involves installing a new guiding model through affirmations, visualization, and tapping. This process embeds positive alternatives into your nervous system, replacing problematic patterns with more constructive ones. Through this systematic detective work, even the most persistent issues can be resolved by addressing their underlying components layer by layer. Anxiety exists on a spectrum from everyday worries to debilitating panic attacks and PTSD. While these conditions differ in intensity, they all utilize the same neural circuits and respond remarkably well to tapping interventions. For everyday worries, tapping offers a quick way to reduce emotional reactivity and access your brain's problem-solving capacities. When worry progresses from helpful focus to rumination about things beyond your control, it wastes creative energy and narrows perspective. Tapping sends deactivating signals to brain areas involved with anxiety, while activating areas involved with fear management. The power of this approach becomes evident in Robert's case. After losing his son, Bobby, to a brain tumor, Robert developed overwhelming fear that his other sons might develop cancer. Through systematic tapping on dozens of painful memories, from diagnosis through death, Robert reduced his anxiety from severe to minimal. He also addressed a key psychological reversal: "If I stop worrying, it will happen." Through an imagined dialogue with Bobby while tapping, Robert finally found peace, realizing his constant worry wasn't protecting his living sons. For clinical anxiety disorders, research demonstrates tapping's remarkable effectiveness. A meta-analysis of 14 peer-reviewed trials involving 658 participants showed strong positive outcomes. Examples include women awaiting surgery experiencing 74% anxiety reduction after just one session, veterans' anxiety dropping 42% after six sessions, and high school students' test anxiety decreasing 37% after brief interventions. Emily's case illustrates this approach for social anxiety. While she initially attributed her debilitating anxiety to a college incident where classmates mocked her, the affect bridge technique revealed a forgotten kindergarten experience when wind lifted her skirt on the playground. Through tapping, Emily addressed multiple aspects of this humiliating incident until both this memory and the college incident were neutralized. After just 4 sessions, Emily had accepted a dinner invitation and later reported that her social anxiety had faded to a distant memory. For PTSD, tapping's effectiveness is even more striking. The first high-quality controlled study found 86% of 49 veterans no longer tested in the PTSD range after just 6 one-hour sessions. This remarkable finding has been replicated multiple times with consistent results across diverse trauma populations. Keith's case demonstrates this approach for combat trauma. 30 years after serving in Vietnam, Keith still suffered from severe insomnia, nightmares, flashbacks, and hallucinations that conventional therapy hadn't helped. After 6 tapping sessions focusing on traumatic war memories, he achieved 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep with no nightmares. His intrusive memories, startle reactions, and overwhelming guilt also subsided, with improvements maintained at 6-month follow-up. What makes tapping particularly valuable for trauma treatment is how it addresses both psychological and physiological simultaneously. By sending deactivating signals to the amygdala and vagus nerve while processing traumatic memories, it interrupts the alarm response that keeps trauma survivors stuck in the past. Depression is like being colorblind, while everyone describes the world's wonderful colors. While sadness serves important psychological functions, increasing communication between emotional and memory centers in the brain and motivating difficult life improvements, depression becomes a disempowering state that robs you of energy and puts a negative spin on everything. Tapping offers a unique approach for addressing both conditions. For sadness, it helps process emotions so you retain their important messages without carrying the emotional burden. Margaret's case illustrates this perfectly. Her intense annual sadness around her birthday stemmed from both her husband's abandonment and, as tapping revealed, her father's abandonment when she was 4. By addressing both the current sadness and the underlying childhood guilt through tapping, Margaret experienced a tremendous release of energy, eventually wanting to celebrate her birthday for the first time since her divorce. For depression, tapping addresses multiple contributing factors: diminished self-worth, negative thinking patterns, unprocessed formative experiences, unhelpful exposure patterns, social isolation, and relapse vulnerability. Clinical studies show encouraging results, with statistical analyses of multiple trials demonstrating significant improvements. Dr. Fred Gallo's work with Jennifer, a high school junior suffering from major depression after her boyfriend's death, demonstrates this approach's power. Despite medication and conventional therapy failing her, tapping quickly reduced her distress from extreme to moderate in the first session, with complete relief within a few visits. Her mood improved dramatically, and she regained interest in life without the depression returning. What makes tapping particularly valuable for depression is how it addresses both psychological patterns and energetic signatures. Depression creates a distinctive energetic pattern with 5 components: sluggish meridians and chakras, energies not crossing over between hemispheres, energy blockages from accumulated stress, energy depletion in vital areas, and energy disruptions causing clouded thinking. Simple energy techniques address each component, creating a foundation for deeper psychological work. The approach also targets the circular relationship between depression and negative thinking. By tapping on statements addressing diminished self-worth, "Even though I don't deserve to feel good, I deeply accept myself," self-limiting conclusions, and beliefs about genetic destiny, individuals can break free from thought patterns that perpetuate depression. Perhaps most importantly, tapping helps process unresolved, difficult experiences that often fuel depression. By healing early losses, parents, loved ones, pets, self-esteem, safety, or security, individuals can release emotional energy that's been trapped in these old wounds, creating space for new possibilities. We are truly creatures of habit, with nearly half our behaviors running on autopilot. The same brain wiring that helps us automatically brush our teeth also causes us to mindlessly turn on the TV when arriving home. Habits are activated in milliseconds, thousands of times faster than conscious decisions, making them enormously efficient compared to deliberate decision-making. Tapping offers a powerful approach for both creating beneficial habits and breaking unwanted ones. For establishing positive habits, the process follows James Clear's four-stage model: make the cue obvious, make the craving attractive, make the behavior easy, and make the reward satisfying, while adding tapping to strengthen each component. Rihanna's case demonstrates this approach for establishing an exercise habit. After selecting 3 p.m. as her cue time, she initially rated her believability at only 2/10 due to guilt about taking time for herself. After tapping on this psychological reversal and creating a choices statement, "Even though I feel guilty about taking time to exercise, I choose to recognize that the best thing I can do for everyone who cares about me is to take care of myself," her believability increased to 7/10. She further enhanced her success through visual tracking, accountability partnerships, and celebrating progress. For breaking unwanted habits, the approach reverses these principles. Make the cue invisible, make the craving unattractive, make the behavior difficult, and make the reward unsatisfying, while using tapping to strengthen each component. This approach works because it addresses both the neurological pathways that maintain habits and the emotional attachments that make them resistant to change. For addictions, which represent a more formidable challenge than habits, tapping integrates with established treatment approaches to address the 7 stages of recovery: pre-contemplation, contemplation, determination, action, maintenance, termination, and recovery if relapse occurs. Clinical trials have shown tapping protocols significantly reduce cravings in substance use disorders by 1. Changing responses to triggers, reducing craving strength and associations; 2. Developing self-management skills for pain, stress, and anxiety; and 3. Addressing unresolved emotional issues that increase vulnerability to harmful substances or activities. Michael's case illustrates this approach for alcoholism. Initially seeking therapy for anxiety following his divorce, he minimized his drinking until receiving a DUI that threatened his police career. Through tapping, he addressed his shame, embarrassment about colleagues' judgment, and fears about effects on his relationship with his children. Deeper work revealed he had been drinking heavily since age 18 to self-medicate social anxiety and an inferiority complex. After completing rehab and continuing with tapping therapy, Michael maintained sobriety for 5 years, retired with full benefits, and even became an advisor to his former department on substance abuse issues. While tapping won't directly teach you skills like playing a Bach fugue or hitting a baseball, it can dramatically enhance your ability to perform at your highest level by removing psychological barriers that prevent peak performance. Greg Warbington, one of the first sports performance trainers to systematically use tapping, has helped numerous athletes and teams achieve remarkable success, including multiple national championships. The 5-stage approach combines acupoint tapping with proven performance enhancement techniques like vivid imagery, mental rehearsal, and confronting self-limiting beliefs. The process begins with formulating a meaningful performance goal, then identifying and neutralizing internal objections through tapping on psychological reversals. Ben's case demonstrates this approach for public speaking anxiety. While preparing for a keynote address, he discovered an unexpected psychological reversal: fear of excelling due to past experiences with the tall poppy syndrome, where his high school math contest victory led to false accusations of cheating from jealous peers. Tapping on these memories helped remove this psychological block. The next stage involves creating power phrases that directly counter psychological reversals. Ben developed phrases like, "Eye contact is my new habit," "I make it simple," and "Everyone who really matters to me wants me to succeed." By tapping while saying each phrase, he embedded these new perspectives into his nervous system. These power phrases then expand into vivid mental rehearsals combined with tapping. This process sends signals to your nervous system via acupuncture channels, building neural pathways corresponding to the imagined activity. Ben used this technique to focus on maintaining audience contact, using engaging language, and compassion during his keynote address. The final stage increases the impact of these mental rehearsals by addressing believability barriers. Ben initially rated his mental rehearsals' believability at only 4 out of 10, identifying a psychological reversal about using simple language when explaining complex ideas. By tapping on specific fears and developing choices statements, he increased his believability score to 9, creating a powerful foundation for his actual performance. Research confirms this approach's effectiveness, with studies showing that even a single tapping session can significantly improve confidence levels in athletes, with benefits maintained months later. Whether addressing past traumas or building new skills, tapping provides a direct pathway to enhanced confidence and performance. Relationships form the foundation of human well-being, determining our resilience to stress, outlook on challenges, immune system effectiveness, health, longevity, and overall happiness. Tapping offers powerful tools for transforming relationship dynamics by addressing core issues that often originate in childhood. The authors identify 7 broad relationship challenges that respond well to tapping interventions: managing emotional intensity without escalation, changing responses to triggering partner behaviors, tracing recurring relationship patterns to childhood experiences, healing lingering emotional wounds, transforming patterns stemming from early wounds, completing unfinished emotional business, and establishing a vision for the desired relationship. Several energy techniques help stay on the high road during heated exchanges: heavening, crossing hands over opposite shoulders and smoothing down to elbows, taking a moment to tap on acupoints, and the tap while you talk, tap while you listen approach. Sasha's story illustrates how tapping helped her process intense jealousy and anger regarding her husband's female business partner, gaining compassion and perspective about a painful situation. Tapping also helps trace emotional challenges to formative childhood experiences that create relationship patterns. Sasha's jealousy stemmed from growing up in a household where her parents had volatile arguments after social events, with her mother constantly accusing her father of flirting. She perfected tiptoeing around the house during silent periods, learning to navigate a battlefield that became her relationship framework. This early conditioning caused her to develop jealousy, suspicion, and mistrust as protective mechanisms. Through tapping on specific memories of her parents' fights, Sasha reduced the emotional charge from extreme to none. She discovered that her relationship patterns connected to ancestral trauma through her female lineage, generations of women who experienced guilt, shame, suppression, fear, and repressed anger. Even established patterns often persist after healing childhood wounds and require additional work. Gwen's case illustrates how childhood roles can create lifelong patterns. As the youngest in an overwhelmed family with a disabled sibling, she became mommy's little helper and grew into an adult who never said no to requests, eventually becoming exhausted and overwhelmed. Through tapping and therapy, she recognized her self-worth was tied to helping others and began setting boundaries despite others' initial disappointment. The authors candidly share their own experiences using energy techniques in their relationship. During a particularly challenging period while writing their book, David discovered that his angry reactions to Donna stemmed from a childhood trauma involving a school bully and unfair punishment. By tapping on these childhood memories, he was able to neutralize the triggers, allowing Donna to express her frustrations without defensive reactions, ultimately restoring their relationship. Energy psychology offers revolutionary tools not just for personal healing, but for helping humanity address its current lineup of impending catastrophes. While tapping cannot change the outer world, it can help navigate through it by supporting resilience and maintaining spiritual strength in challenging times. Modern life subjects people to continual low-grade fight-or-flight responses triggered by situations for which this mechanism was never designed. Arguments, computer glitches, traffic, and media broadcasting tragedies and disasters. Tapping helps develop more grounded and effective guiding models for facing these dilemmas. The authors suggest that similar principles that transform individual consciousness could advance collective welfare. They present 7 premises about how energy can influence social change, including the idea that energies carry memory and exhibit intelligence, energy fields influence biological processes, and energy fields can produce effects from a distance. Heart transplant cases provide compelling evidence for energy's information-carrying capacity. In one documented case, an 8-year-old recipient of a murdered girl's heart provided police with detailed information about the murderer, including the time, weapon, place, clothing, and the victim's final words, leading to his conviction. These cases suggest the heart carries its own energy field containing detailed information that can transfer to recipients. Energy fields also influence biological processes. When wounds occur, electromagnetic fields develop that organize cellular activity in the healing process. These fields persist until repair is complete, attracting skin cells, fibroblasts, and white blood cells to close and heal the wound. Similar fields guide embryo development, with Yale neuroanatomist Harold Burr discovered that unfertilized salamander eggs possessed electrical fields shaped like mature salamanders, as if the blueprint for the adult already existed energetically. Perhaps most significant for personal and cultural evolution is how these energies activate inherent potentials. Aristotle's concept of entelechy describes the internally guided journey toward completion, like the electrical field around salamander eggs that encoded their development into adults. For humans, entelechy represents the organizing pull towards psychological and biological potentials. By applying energy-informed approaches to personal challenges, you become happier and more effective individually, while incorporating these understandings into community activities makes you a more constructive and empowered citizen. As the authors note, fostering your own entelechy is perhaps the most consequential tool offered by energy psychology. In a world facing unprecedented challenges, tapping offers not just personal relief, but a pathway to collective transformation, a way to access our highest human potentials at precisely the moment when they're most needed.